What is the sword and why do you need it? So we're going to start there. So the way that I'm talking about the sword in this talk is kind of really from the archetypal mythic perspective. When you look into the world of myth, and the myths are kind of like the ancient stories of time, you see the symbol of the sword throughout these myths, and it's an archetypal symbol, it's an archetypal image, it's an archetypal potency within the myth that has this significance. And from my lens, the significance of the sword is that it's about the will, it's about the will of the masculine. So the sword is really the masculine capacity to wield his will. There's also the feminine principle. We're not going to go into that talk, but we're all kind of made up of this balance. But for a man whose core essence, whose core soul essence is masculine, then his drive and purpose and motivation in the world is going to be to be on purpose, to be living out his vision and his passion and his vision for the world. So this will, this archetypal symbol of the sword, is this mythic representation of the masculine principle that appears in the myth, in many myths, in many of the Grail myths specifically. So on the way to the Grail, the masculine has to go through this initiation process of being unified with his sword, like sharpening it, like refining it, learning how to wield it, learning how to use it. So that it becomes a place of his mastery and a place where he can essentially come into relationship with the Grail, which is the place that we're all longing to get to, the Grail. We're all longing to get to heaven on earth, or the experience of the Tao, where we're kind of like experiencing the fullness and the vibrancy and the ecstasy of living, right? So I feel like many of the men, well, many masculine essenced men of the world have this passion and have this desire and have this longing to essentially wield their sword into the world and to be effective warriors. And that's a natural expression of masculine potency that needs to be honored and needs to be revered. And then what happens is that that potency or that masculine expression has been distorted by the mainstream. It's come from 5,000 years of a system that and a consciousness where that power has been used to power over, where that power has been used to create much destruction and much harm, and it's been used for ill, essentially. And so what happens is that any man with any kind of consciousness, and I'm assuming that that's everybody here and everybody listening to that call, because that's why would you come to a call like this if it wasn't that, it can be like, oh, well, I can't do that power over thing, so I'm just going to cut off from an aspect of my essence, my masculine essence, in order to be a safe guy, or to be a good guy, or to fit into the world. And in essence, this really cuts off an aspect of the masculine potency, because and the masculine essence, because that power has been distorted. And it ha also happens in, the women's version of the story. There's an aspect of our essence that we've had to cut off from in order to survive. And it's the same with the masculine. So we're all living with this fragmentation from our true core and our true essence because of the system that we've inherited, and because of the culture that we've inherited, and the programming that we've inherited. And so what's required is that we go out into the wilderness, we go out to the outskirts of the village, what we've known, we traverse the wilderness, and we bring back that essence. And we go through this process of initiation, where you kind of clear out the outworn programming and this kind of spell of toxic masculinity, which uses that power to overpower instead of a power that's with. And you kind of clear out all of that debris until you can really come into full ownership of this potency of your masculine sword, like archetypally. So when you do that, that process of initiation, that journey of initiation, is where you're refining the sword and you're removing all of those conditioned programs of masculinity. Then you can really come to the gates of the Castle of the Grail. And that everybody, essentially is wanting and yearning for the entry into the Castle of the Grail, whether they know it or not. That's the existential longing that we're all questing for. And that's not necessarily a conscious thing for everybody, but for people who are on a psycho-spiritual journey, we want fulfillment, we want deep peace, we want our hearts to be at home, we want our soul to be fulfilled, we want our spirit to be ignited, we want to live the truth of our soul and our destiny. So the process of going through this of this process of initiation, where you're refining this sword of your masculine will, of your masculine potency, of your masculine principle, of your masculine essence, and you're bringing back, you're moving out the outworn programs of conditioning, and you are coming to refine that sword for yourself so that you can really come into this harmony and come into this relationship with how you are here to serve this web from your deepest passion and your deepest essence.